Recording legends from Elvis Presley and Johnny Cash to Howlin' Wolf cut some of their earliest tracks at Sun Records in Memphis. And more than 60 years later, the studio is still making music the old-fashioned way. From member station WKNO in Memphis, Christopher Blank explores the label's signature sound.
Are you guys Johnny Cash fans? Yes. Okay. Pretty much everybody is these days.
Every day, hundreds of tourists pay $12 to visit the room where, some say, rock and roll was born. Sun Studio is about the size of a one-car garage. The walls and ceiling are covered with white acoustic tiles.
I'll show you a little trick. You guys can hear there's a percussion sound in this Johnny Cash song, and this I Walked a Line. Let's see.
Our tour guide picks up a guitar. The slack strings rattle as she strums along, revealing the secret to Cash's rhythm. But there's another element to this song, that cavernous and booming sound, that can't be explained here in this room.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time.
That depended on the imagination of the label's pioneering founder, Sam Phillips. Stepping into the control room, you can still see what Phillips had to work with. Big metal consoles full of large knobs and vacuum tubes. It's here that a young recording engineer named Matt Ross Bang is recreating the sonic palette of early Sun Records using the old equipment.
Everything in here is before 1970.
Everything but Ross Bang, who is vintage 1987. Hipsters would drool over his collection of retro hardware, from old microphones to a record lathe, but Phillips' sound was more than just his gear. And Ross Bang has spent a decade picking apart old recordings for clues to how the music was made. Like this back alley reverb on Johnny London's saxophone in the 1953 instrumental Drivin' Slow. Through trial and error, Ross Bang discovered that sometimes Phillips just recorded people in the echoey reception area, or even in the bathroom.
You know, I just got goosebumps and my neck hair standing up like, oh, that's how he did it, you know? So it's kind of like sonic archaeology. I mean, you're digging, but you don't know what you're going to find.
Sam Phillips' son, Jerry Phillips, says his father was always trying new ways to get different sounds from the room.
My dad called it a laboratory. You had to get in there like a laboratory, like you're making something or building something, like a Frankenstein, you know?
His dad's trademark effect is called slapback echo. It was created by using a reel-to-reel tape machine to feed a slightly delayed playback into the master recording. Matt Ross Bang explains why Phillips liked it so much.
Sam would eat in a cafe every day, and he heard the jukebox, and the way the jukebox kind of echoed in the room, he thought, this is how people want to hear music. They don't want to hear it perfectly exactly like it happened. They want to hear it with some kind of a little bit of fantasy around it.
Not every band that records at Sun wants that vintage sound. But getting the Sam Phillips treatment is one reason the studio stays busy these days. It's booked almost every night after the tourists leave. At a recent session, a band called the Bluff City Backsliders warmed up. The horns were mic'd in the reception area. The drummer lowered his volume. Singer Jason Freeman says that recording at Sun is about finding what Phillips called the imperfectly perfect.
You know, we're all playing live together in a room, no headphones, the way Sam would have done it, you know, totally live. We're trying to capture that energy, you know.
All right, boys.
As the Backsliders launch into Take One, Freeman stands near the spot where, 60 years ago this month, Elvis Presley recorded his first hit, That's All Right, Mama. Sam Phillips knew right then he'd gotten something good. Ross Spang says that's part of the fun.
You can feel in the room when it's the take. There's no, like, I don't know if that was it. You never hear that. You hear, like, man, we gotta go hear that back.
Jerry Phillips, whose family is still in the music business, says that in an age of digital editing and endless retakes, the old ways of recording reveal to young musicians one of the first great secrets of rock and roll.
Which is, we don't know what we're doing, really, but we know it when we got it.
For NPR News in Memphis, I'm Christopher Blank.
We don't know.